Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome to DB Corp Limited Q4 and FY25 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing the star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. We have with us today the senior management team of DB Corp Limited, Mr. Pawan Agrawal, Deputy Managing Director, Mr. Girish Agrawal, Non-Executive Director, Mr. Lalit Jain, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Mushtaq Ali, Senior Vice President, Finance and Accounts, and Mr. Parsoon Kumar Pandey, Head Investor and Media Relations, who will represent DB Corp Limited on the call. The management will be sharing the key operating and financial highlights for the quarter and full year ended March 31st, 2025, followed by a question-and-answer session. Please note that some of the statements made in today's discussion may be forward-looking in nature and may involve risk and uncertainties. Documents relating to the company's financial performance have already been emailed to you and are available on the website of Stock Exchange and Company's Investor section. Trust you have been able to go through the same. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Pawan Agrawal. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining the Q4 FY25 DB Corp earnings conference call. We will begin the call by highlighting the key financial performance for the quarter and full year ended March 31st, 2025, followed by key operational updates. For FY25, we reported total revenues of rupees 24,212 million compared with FY24 revenues of rupees 24,821 million on an election-driven high base of last year. At a CAGR of 13% in the last 3 years, the advertising stood at rupees 16,899 million in FY25. The circulation revenues stood at rupees 4,734 million in FY25. Our EBITDA stood at rupees 6,270 million, reflecting an EBITDA margin of 26%, with a print business continuing to deliver industry-leading EBITDA margin of 30% for the fiscal year gone by. The net profit came in at rupees 3,710 million, marginally lower than last fiscal, but registering a 38% CAGR growth over the past 3 years. The improvement in profitability has been driven by efficient cost management, favorable forex trends, and soft newsprint prices. Excuse me. Coming to Q4 FY25, our advertising revenues faced headwinds. However, we are starting to observe encouraging signs of recovery and anticipating returning to a growth trajectory in the upcoming quarters. The total revenue for Q4 FY25 stood at rupees 5,668 million, as against rupees 6,418 million last year, which had benefited from elections. The advertising revenues came in at rupees 3,841 million, as against rupees 4,457 million last year, while circulation revenue remained flat at rupees 1,172 million. The EBITDA stood at rupees 1,017 million, and net profit for the quarter was rupees 523 million. Notably, our circulation strategy proved successful, with an impressive addition of copies across markets during the Q4 FY25. This was a result of our team's robust ground-level acquisition efforts and success of our innovative Jeeto 14 crore reader scheme. Our radio business continued its strong run, leading industry growth with advertising revenues of 1,663 million for FY25, a 4.5% YoY increase, and EBITDA rising to rupees 558 million, up 1.3% YoY. With regards to our digital business, we are very happy with the progress as our MAUs increased further to 19.6 million as of March 2025, making Dainik Bhaskar a clear digital news leader with the number one Hindi and Gujarati news apps. Our focus markets have now increased to 14 states, including Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand, for our digital mobile app market outreach. With this, I would now request Mr. Girish Agrawal to update us on the operations. Girish, over to you.
Thank you, Pawan. Good evening, everybody, and thanks for joining us. Our full year results reflect a slowdown especially in the quarter four. This decline is primarily attributed to two key factors. One, high base effective, which was stemming from the last year's election-driven surge which we saw last year, and the challenging economic conditions in the Q4, especially in Q4, because in Q1, 2, 3, we were in a good shape. However, there are some encouraging highlights. What we still see is that starting this fiscal April, we are observing a decent improvement in the market. Like in April month, we saw a strong double-digit growth in the advertising. The other notable and reassuring achievement has been the growth in our circulation number. As you know from last couple of years, the circulation number has been on a weaker ground. We were also contemplating what is to be done. Finally, we thought that now we need to go all out since the newsprint prices are supporting us to gain some more copies. And we did the scheme of 14 crores. And I think after a long time, there was a slight uptake in the overall numbers. I can't say very encouraging numbers, but still uptake in the numbers. And based on that, we believe this whole year we'll continue driving this and there will be a growth in the overall circulation number. And this will also help us to arrest any kind of decline which may happen going forward in the circulation. Looking ahead, we remain optimistic about the outlook for India. We believe that the domestic economy is poised for consumer-driven growth in the near to medium term. And this view is supported by the several positive triggers on the horizon, including the income tax relief measures that is expected to boost the disposable income, anticipated rollout of the 8th pay commission, and the forecast of a normal monsoon, which will support rural sentiment and spending. We remain focused on consolidating our market leadership, delivering consistent value to stakeholders, and exploring meaningful opportunities for expansion and innovation. With continued focus on our operational efficiencies, reader engagement, and monetization strategies, we are confident in our ability to return to growth trajectory in the upcoming quarters. With that, we could now open the floor for questions and answer session. Thank you once again for joining me, and over to you now. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Amit Doshi from Care Portfolio Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good evening, sir. We understand that we have increased the copy of circulation, number of copies. However, the same is not reflected in the number. So can you share what exactly is the reason?
So we started this Jito 14 crore scheme in the first week of January. And we started seeing some uptake happening from February and March. So if I see the Q3 and Q4, there is a growth. But suddenly from the last year Q4 to this Q4, it's almost flat. But from Q2 and Q3, the Q4 numbers are better. And going forward, you'll see further reflection on that.
Okay. I mean, in terms of percentage, what kind of circulation growth that we are looking at?
We are talking about 2% right now.
Okay, and expectation for say next financial year 25-26?
Yeah, expectations are much more, but looking at the practical, because what's happening, at the same time there is a single digit or maybe 1 or 2% decline also in the few markets. So considering all that, even if we are able to close the market at 3-4% growth, that'll be a big achievement.
Okay, understood. Your press release mentions that, you know, of course, year-on-year figures are looking very negative in terms of ad revenue because of last year high base, obviously, especially because of the election campaign year that it was. But if you can just give some sort of a breakup of some color, you know, like what has been the reduction in the government revenue versus non-government revenue, so it gives some more color because the numbers is quite different, I mean, quite low.
So if you look at last year, full year, the automobile category were able to grow at 16%. The real estate category grew at 17%. The jewelry category grew at 11%. The education category grew at 2%. The banking and financial services grew at almost flat. So other categories were negative. But the top of it was the government category and the political advertising, which went down by almost 25%. So I think that 25% hit was not able to take care by the others, and hence we were overall down. And especially in Q4, because in Q4 what happened, my automobile also became flat, actually negative, 5% negative. My education became flat. My real estate became flat. So because of that, I think the Q4, I don't know for what reason, the market was not really supporting the growth. You know, however, we were able to at least close the other categories on flat. But yet, because of the big blow on the government advertising and the political advertising which happened in the Q4 last year, we were not able to show the desired response and the growth.
Okay. So basically, you would have, I want to say that the fall is almost 60-70% because of the government reduction.
More than that, because other categories did
grew. Sorry, more than 100%. Okay. Understood. Sir, you launched this Bhaskar English app in January 1st or 2nd week, I believe. Any update that you would want to share in terms of the response or any the MAUs that we saw the slight increase? So can you slightly give color on that?
English Bhaskar app received very well, but the numbers are too small to be very honest. We are still giving some more time to team to at least have some respectable number where we can come and talk to you on that. But however, I'm happy to talk about the numbers of the Hindi and Gujarati app. So if you look at the Hindi and Gujarati app in the March of 25, the number which was disclosed by the ComScore, we are jointly at around 19.6 million MAUs, you know, which was higher than the January 25. And the most heartening number is that in the app number, if we are at 19.6, the number two player, which is Ashtak, is at 2.6 million. So we have, you can see the lead difference from 2.6 million compared to 19.6 million.
Right. So you believe now this number, 20 million, is a fair number that you have achieved, because the kind of gap that you have between number one and number two before you kind of, you know, start monetizing in a slightly larger way. I mean, you have never disclosed your digital plan so far, but just trying to understand in terms of your mind, in terms of the number of MAUs that you would look at before taking some.
Our internal target is that we must go to 50 million MAUs. But at the same time, for monetization purpose, we are doing certain experiments in different markets, different cohorts, and we are getting a decent response, you know. But we will not take any blanket call till the time we have a critical mass, which we believe is still a long way to go.
Okay. And sir, any what is the reason for sharp jump in other expenses?
Two things. One is the circulation promotional expenses, which went up. As we mentioned to you, we did this Dito 14 crore scheme. And we have decided that this year, full year, we are going to run some schemes or other. You know, maybe this is a summer fall month. We'll not do much on the April, May, June. But starting from the August onwards, we will do again some circulation scheme to make sure that their circulation is either growing or staying intact. That's one. And second thing, we are doing on digital promotion in various markets, you know. So that's the two costs which is largely. Apart from that, around 20 crore rupees cost is the regular expenses increase in the system.
Okay.
If you look at the number, the total cost of other expenses went up by almost 97 crores, correct? So in that 97, 20 crores are routine expenses increase in productions and other things. Then CP is a big cost, and digital promotion is a big cost.
Okay.
But at the same time, if you look at...
I'm sorry to interrupt. Mr. Amit, could you please fall back in the question queue for further questions? Yeah. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rakesh from Nine Rivers Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, we just wanted to know on the digital piece. From the last couple of years, we are feeding that business, and now it has become a sizable business. It has grown very well. First of all, congratulations on that. So I just wanted to understand when we are thinking to monetize that, second, what is the way? Will it be through the advertising or will it be through the subscription model? What is the thought process? Because we have seen a couple of companies in the India which are focused on advertising, couple of companies focused on subscription. What is our thought process on this piece? That will be very helpful.
As we mentioned to you earlier also, that company is experimenting in different markets, different cohorts on the monetization. And so far, the response has been decent. Currently, we are at 19.6 million MAUs, which we believe should grow substantially going forward, go up. And then only we should be able to take a call whether we want to do a blanket monetization. And as far the advertising and circulation subscription goes, I think it will be a mixed strategy. You know, there'll be a subscription revenue and also advertising revenue. So it has to be a mix of both, sir.
Okay. And sir, with respect to the other expenses you mentioned, the increase in other expenses is led by circulation expense or promotion that you are doing, plus the advertising with respect to the digital. And if there are other expenses you mentioned, can you please talk about that again? I could understand that.
Out of this 97-98 crore rupees increase in the expenses, roughly around 20 crores are the routine expenses increase, like the production cost, traveling cost and all that. Then there's a big chunk of similar amount from these circulation promotion expenses for the entire schemes, for the surveys and all that. Then there's a large chunk on the digital promotion.
Okay, understood, sir. Thank you. Best wishes.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sadhyan Chaudhary from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. First question is, you spoke about the revenue decline which has happened in Q4 outside the government as well. Like a few sectors have been flat and sectors like automobile have actually seen a decline even in Q4. So what really since then has changed? Like April, you're talking about seeing a double-digit growth. Do you think is it happening due to maybe a low base or the ad spends are actually coming back since then?
To be very honest, confusing, because in the month of January, February, the market was down. March onward, we saw some uptake in March, and April has been a good month in terms of education, real estate and jewelry. Also, one of the reason why April was good, because Akshaya Tritiya this year was in April, 30th April. Last year it was on 11th of May. So maybe some benefit of Akshaya Tritiya went in the month of April also.
All right, understood. So we'll have to see probably for another month or two before we can actually establish whether the uptick is actually happening on a more sustainable manner or...
But if I see the base of government advertising of last year, which is 24-25, and the other market, I think this year we should be in a decent position.
Okay. And sorry, just one more question was, last year Q4, what percentage of total ad revenue was government advertising?
Last year, I don't have the exact percentage, but that was the highest chunk because just before the Lok Sabha election.
Understood. All right, thank you and all the best.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Riya Mehta from Equitas Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. I would like to ask that how was auto doing for us? Because I think you mentioned it was -5%. So what kind of absolute amount of auto ads are we seeing?
So if you look at the annual number for the automobile category, we grew at around 16%.
Right.
Yeah, if you look at the annual number. But when you look at the quarter four, the auto was negative by 3-4%, 5%.
Right.
I'm hoping that this year auto...
10% of our revenue? 10% of our total land revenue?
Auto last year was 9% of the total revenue.
9% of total revenue. Okay. And I think what we saw negative during the year or maybe during the quarter was real estate and education. But is it generally that this quarter Q4 is not heavy for education?
No. This year, in fact, we were surprised. Education and real estate should have grown much higher. But I don't know, there was a lull in the market in the month of December, Jan, February. All the 3 months were bad.
Okay. December, Jan, February. And the kind of, I think, last Q4, we had mentioned that around 9% of the ad growth was coming from our election spend, so that would come on a broad base basis around 35 to 40 odd crores. So is my calculation right?
I don't remember the exact number, but the overall, if you see last year, we have gone down by 62 crore in our advertising from a base of 1752 crores. We went down to 1689 crore, which is a 62 crores decline. And the government decline was more than this.
Okay. So maybe some part of it was election driven and some was even organic government advertisement spends have gone down. Is it fair to assume?
I really can't say. We have to see this year whether the other numbers have gone down accordingly or not.
Okay. So April, we are not seeing any decline in government spends?
No.
Okay. I think that's it from my side. I'll join the team for the questions.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Falguni Datta from Mansarovar Financials. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, good evening, sir. So what was the number of copies in circulation for Q4?
Around 40 lakhs.
Okay. And what were the newsprint prices for Q4 and how are they now?
So the Q4 prices this year is at around 47,500.
Okay.
Which is down by almost 4% over last year. And going forward, we believe that this price should stay or come down by maybe 1% or so.
Okay. And they would be almost similar now, is it?
Yeah, slightly decline possible, maybe 1% or so.
Okay. And sir, any comment on the dividend?
So we have done, as you know, last to last year, it was 55% for the payout. This year we did 58% of the payout. So our policy continues like this.
Okay, sir. Fine, sir. Thank you. That's all from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Agastya Dev from CAO Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yes, very much, sir. Good evening.
Thank you very much, sir. Sir, can you share the annual number for circulation, revenues, value?
Almost the same in the line of around 40 lakhs.
470. Okay. Perfect. No, sir, I wanted the actual revenue number, but it should be flattish, right?
Revenue number circulation is roughly around 473 crore rupees.
Okay, perfect, sir. Thank you. Sir, most of my questions have been answered and you have explained everything fairly clearly. But as things stand now, sir, do you think for this coming year you will be able to negate the entire drop that we will see in government expenditure, because obviously this year there is no Lok Sabha election. So again, there will be, compared to last year, there will be some drop off. So will we see a growth this year?
We will see a growth for sure, because last year the government advertising all happened till March, because from April, right, Code of Conduct came in picture.
Right.
No? So we will have some, I think, overall growth over the government advertising. Because when the code of conduct happens, even the state government advertising stops.
Right. So, sir, how does this cycle actually work for you? How long do we take after Lok Sabha elections to catch up to the Lok Sabha level of advertising? Because I'm assuming that every year the advertising is actually growing, if you like normalize it for elections.
Yeah, but you know, it's a government advertising, is very difficult to predict. It's very difficult to predict the government approach advertising.
So given the trends that you have seen so far in the first quarter, would you say that we will see probably double-digit growth overall for the company for this year? Or is it too early to say?
Our endeavor is for that only, sir.
Perfect, sir. Thank you very much, sir. All the best.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mohit, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity.
Good evening.
This quarter, our inventory turnover has been high compared to previous quarters. Is it because the dealers are facing difficulties in pushing forward, or is the consumer still hesitant to pick up the newspaper and read? As circulation revenue has also dipped, and what I recall from previous con call is that we were seeing positive response from the reader because of the various schemes.
As I mentioned to you, from Q3 to Q4, we have seen some uptake in circulation numbers. Now, it's a task for our team to maintain and grow this number from here onwards.
Okay, sir. And also, sir, there is an increase in cash every quarter. Are we looking at an opportunity to deploy it?
If you see, dividend payout strategy has been the same as I just mentioned. This year, we paid 58%. Last year, we paid 55%. So, we'll continue doing that, sir.
Sir, on the acquisitions part, is there anything?
If you have something in mind, please do let me know offline.
Sure, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Rakesh from Nine Rivers Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you very much for the follow-up opportunity. Sir, with respect to the other expenses you mentioned, it was due to the promotion expenses with respect to the digital as well as the circulation. What will be the so what we should take it growth for the other expenses in the coming year? It will be what number?
Sir, whatever is the Q4 number, if you analyze that for the next year, it will be slightly lesser than that only.
Okay. And sir, your thoughts again. I'll come to the digital, please. What is the current profitability or the break? Has the break even reached digital business, or what is the loss or something you can talk about digital business?
Sir, based on our board recommendation, we took the request to all the investors. Took the liberty of not disclosing the digital numbers in detail, considering the competition around, and hence we are not disclosing those numbers, sir.
Okay. Oh, okay, sir. So, thank you very much, and all the best. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
The next question is from the line of Amit Doshi from Care Portfolio Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you. Sir, you mentioned that the newsprint price, you expect it to be, you know, slightly same or lower. With this rupee appreciating, do you believe there is a likelihood of, you know, kind of returning, I mean, you know, reversing the price trend? And I also noted that the COGS, you know, the ratio of gross margin, you know, there is a bit of a hike. So is it because of newsprint prices or something else? So just wanted to confirm on that.
See, as you know, 30% of my newsprint is imported. And now if the newsprint price get impacted because of dollar, then it will impact the Indian also, because Indian newsprint manufacturers do the parity on the imported one. So I really can't comment on the volatility of the international market and impact on the rupee.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I just wanted to confirm, since you mentioned it, is you likely to expect to reduce, so that's the reason I...
I'm assuming it will stay as the same, then it will have a benefit, but if the rupee depreciates, then it will be a problem.
Okay. Okay, sir. Okay, thank you, and wish you all the best.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Riya Mehta from Equitas Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the follow-up. So my first question is in regards to the shipping and the freight. So basically, we've been hearing that availability of containers have been an issue. So are we facing something on those lines, and what kind of inventory levels do we have for imported papers?
We also were slightly concerned on this. Based on that, we have done some stocking for the next quarter. So as of now, we don't have much of concern on that. But let's see how the next 2-3 months goes.
Okay. So for one quarter, we are sufficient. We have sufficient inventory.
Okay, yeah.
Got it. And so apart from auto, real estate and education, could you help me with what other sectors did good for this quarter?
Unfortunately, most of the other quarters went on a single digit growth, like healthcare, single digit, electronics and electrical, single digit. Hypermarket went on a slight decline. Entertainment cinema, unfortunately, went on a big decline. You know, most of the GEC channels have stopped advertising because they are facing the heat. So, yeah.
Got it. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Khushi, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Good evening. Mr. Khushi?
Khushi, your line has been unmuted. Please go ahead with your question.
Hello?
Hi, good evening, everyone.
Yes, Ms. Khushi, good evening.
Am I audible?
Just be a bit louder, please.
Yeah. My first question to you is, what is the ad yield rate growth for the quarter and annually?
Sorry, what is the?
Ad yield rate growth.
Ad yield rate growth, unfortunately, is nothing significant. Nothing significant, to be very honest. This is one area where we have to really work hard, along with the industry, to increase the rates.
Okay. My next question to you is, as you have mentioned that 30% imported newsprint mix, was the number quarterly or it was annually?
Same. The generally number varies from 25% to 30% quarter on quarter.
So this is quarter number. What would be the annual number?
So as I mentioned to you, like for example, the Q4, the number was 7723. But if you look at the annual number, it was 75 and 25. So it keeps varying, you know, from quarter to quarter. So the range is anything from 75-25 to 80-20 or 70-30.
Okay. My next question is, what is the growth and contribution of government sector, BFSI and jewelry quarter as well as for the financial year?
Okay. So government quarter actually has gone down, as I mentioned to you. In fact, the whole discussion from last half an hour was this only, that because of the election not being there, we lost quite a money from the government business. So, unfortunately, that one. And other two category, which one you said? Please, I missed that amount.
BFSI and jewelry.
BFS, banking and financial services, there has been a 3-4% growth on that particular segment. And jewelry, there has been a growth of almost 11%.
Quarter number
growth jewelry is higher because the Akshaya Tritiya, which was last year the quarter four you're talking about, yeah. So quarter four, the jewelry growth was 14%, yearly growth is 11%.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Meghna, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yeah, slightly blur. Can you use the handset directly, please?
Is it better now?
Yeah.
Like you mentioned all the sectors, you know, the contribution of each sector in quarter four.
So if you look at the contribution on the, I can give you the annual number, it's better. So annually, if
okay,
you
okay.
see, sorry.
Yes, sure. Annual number would work.
Yeah, annual number, government contribution was the highest with almost 20%.
Mm-hmm.
Then education was at 12-13%, automobile 9%, real estate 10%, jewelry 6%, FMCD another 5%, yeah, so and so forth.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amit Kumar. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you so much for the opportunity, sir. Just two questions at my end. I mean, the first one, you know, you sort of mentioned the, you know, ad growth, you know, improving in April. So could you sort of help us? I mean, you know, is this a base effect kind of thing? Because, you know, I distinctly remember consumption last year, first half was sort of slightly, you know, muted. The consumption economy was, you know, broadly sort of muted. So is this a base effect, you know, playing out in your opinion?
Yes, you're right. You're right. This is a base effect also.
Okay. And the second point is that, see, you know, last couple of years, you know, clearly the government focus has, post-COVID, the government focus has also been a lot on the, you know, CAPEX side. And I think after a, some time we saw, you know, fairly monumental changes, you know, in the income tax side, and I think the finance minister talking about foregoing almost a 1 lakh crore, you know, kind of revenue will go into the hands of, you know, consumers on that account. And you will be sort of, you know, talking to, you know, CMOs on a, you know, fairly regular basis. Do you sort of get that sense of, you know, that money in the hands of consumer, I mean, April and May, basically, you know, little bit of opening of purse strings at the, you know, customer end, and then, you know, at the, you know, corporate ADEX, you know, end. Is there, I mean, I know this is just barely the beginning, you know, right now, but do you sort of get, you know, that sense that, you know, things will sort of build up as we go towards the festival season, things will sort of, you know, build up better than, you know, certainly what we saw last year?
Yeah, unfortunately, the quarter four numbers, if you look at of the other industries also, has not been very good, you know, whether it's FMCG or auto and all that, real estate. So, looks like that the ground is stressed. Now, all the measures taken by government in last couple of months, hopefully, they should work. As I mentioned about the 8th pay commission and all that. So, that money is yet to come out in the hands of people and then in the market. So I'm confident that going forward, this will certainly help.
But in your conversations, you know, with, you know, your clients, do you sort of see, you know, any sort of, any of those green shoots? See, 4Q, any which ways, I mean, that's water under the bridge now, right? Because any which ways the tax, the income tax changes are applicable, you know, from 1st of April. So we're talking April, May, essentially. But now in your conversations, you know, with, you know, your clients, do you sort of see, the consumer is sort of opening up their purse strings a little bit on the back of, you know, lower income tax rates and, you know, some, you know, additional benefit that, you know, some tax benefit that they are getting, starting to get, you know, from April onwards. And
people are hoping for that, but on the ground,
but
it wasn't in till March, but from, yeah, people are hoping for it.
Okay, okay, okay. My second, my last point was, you know, on the real estate side, you know, specifically, so again, you know, all of us are more, you know, metro tier one, you know, people. So at least in Delhi, Bombay, you know, what we saw post Diwali, you know, little bit of a correction, you know, in the real estate market in terms of sentiment, in terms of pricing, in terms of volumes. But so 2 points really. I mean, one is that, you know, have you sort of also seen a little bit of correction in tier two, tier three? I mean, you're sort of saying fourth quarter real estate was also down, advertising was also down. But again, you know, what are the kind of trends incrementally that you're seeing? I mean, is that correction sort of over? Are you sort of seeing, you know, some sort of, again, you know, green shoots of recovery on the real estate side as well in 6 months, you know, broadly basically?
I think in tier two, three, what happened, the real estate guy did a bumper sale during Diwali. This Diwali was bumper for real estate guys. And most of these are the owner-driven companies, owner-managed-run companies. So I think they had enough. So they went slow in their mind. And if nothing happened for 3-4 months, they were not bothered about it. But from, I think, February onwards, they are all concerned. So April went okay. So let's hope that should continue now.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today's conference call. I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you, everyone, for your participation and time on this earnings call today. I hope we have responded to your queries, and we'll always be happy to be of assistance through our investor relations department headed by Mr. Prasoon Kumar Pandey for all your further queries. Thank you and have a great evening.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. On behalf of DB Corp Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.